Ghost Stories at Dunree.
No one of your Irish, any Irish ghost stories or anything? Scary stories?
Hmm. Okay, I could tell this one.
All right.
So Dermot McMurrow, when he's kicked out of Ireland, goes over to England, gets a bunch of Welsh and some of the Normans to come on over and help him regain his kingdom. So before the main group of Normans come over, a year before that, he's got a bunch of Flemish and Welsh mercenaries. And they're helping him regain the territory that he had lost.
It's like 68, 67, something like that?
69.
Yeah, okay.
69, maybe it's 70.
Okay.
I'm sorry, 1169, 1170.
Yeah.
1171 is when the main force shows up. And all he's trying to do is recapture the throne of Leinster. Whereas when the main force shows up, he's trying to actually capture for the first time ever the throne of all of Ireland. So right now he's just trying to regain the throne of Leinster, and he's subduing some of the local kings, Rees as they call them. And so he's going into Ossory. Now Ossory is west of where his kingdom lies, but he's controlled it for many years. And so he stops the men in a very historic spot, and he knows it. He stops them in Dinree. Now, Dinree, 1,000 years before, is the site where one of his ancestors had been kicked out of Ireland and returned with mercenaries from France, and they recaptured the throne of Leinster. So he stops there on his way to recapturing the throne of Leinster. I can't believe, but of course, he realizes this whole significance, and that's why he's stopping there. Because he could have gone on. But no, he stops there early in the day. It's not late in the day, it's early in the day. And he's got Vikings, he's got Flemish and Welsh, and he's got Irish. Three different groups, none of which really trust the other. Well, the Irish, being the Irish, start telling ghost stories. And they start telling stories about what happened at Dinree. Because when his ancestor, 1,000 years before, had taken Dinree, they had burned the king and most of his officers with him in the fort. So, of course, they're saying that the ghosts still are there. Now, how do I know that they were telling these ghost stories? Because according to the historical records, the Flemish who were on duty, guard duty, 2 or 3 in the morning, one of them starts shouting out, "I see a ghost! Halt! I see a ghost! Halt!" He bangs one of his other Flemish cohorts over the head with a sword. Now, the guy, luckily, has a helmet on, so he's knocked out, but he's not killed. Well, that gets the Vikings crazy, because they suddenly think the Irish are attacking them, even though they're supposed to be allied with the Irish, but again, they don't trust them. So they start to rise up and, you know, get ready for a fight. Well, then the Welsh and the Flemish, who are a little bit concerned about having these Vikings so close by, they start to get ready for a fight, and the Irish are trying to run around saying, "Hey, hey, it's okay, it's okay." And everyone, the camp is up for like 4 hours trying to settle down the fact that, no, a ghost wasn't really seen, and this is actually okay. But they've been telling stories, the Fili had been telling stories that whole night before about, you know, the history of the place. So everyone's ready to see a ghost. They go into the battle next day, because they did have a battle the next day against Ossory, pretty tired out. It might not have been the best idea to stop at Dinree that night.
How'd the battle do?
3 days, the Vikings went first, and they kept using the Vikings as shock troops. And, now the Vikings weren't really psyched to be there in the first place. They'd rather not have Dermot as their ruler anyways. He's not a Viking. So the Vikings, after 2 days of lackluster fighting, kind of are pushed aside, and they say, let's have the Welsh and the Flemish go next, and you know, we'll have the Irish help out as well. Well, boom, one day they're through, because they're like, look, if we're going to fight, we're going to fight and get these guys out of here. So they broke through the next day and took over Ossory for Dermot.
You've been listening to Jim Kinsella tell about ghost stories at Dunree. This was recorded in his bar, August 29th, 2006.